Pickup techniques don't matter. Published 21 July 2010. This summer, I've been giving a seminar that focuses around what I call the new fundamentals of pickup. In summary, and I'm summarizing like 2 hours here, 90% of the stuff we study and worry about accounts for maybe 10% of our success. So what accounts for the 90% of our success? I argue two things: one, overcoming anxiety, and two, calibration. If you focus on those two things, everything else will fall into place through time and experience. It will all take care of itself. Body language will begin to project strong, confident posture. Guys will start to behave dominantly and aggressively. Connections will become stronger. I could go on and on. These are all side effects to mastering the two skills above. This raised a discussion in Boston after I gave the talk to the group there. Below is an abridged version of my responses to that discussion. If half the stuff doesn't matter and we don't bother to address them, how can we improve ourselves? Like you said, you did a fair amount of game bashing at the seminar, but you're at a level that all your skills learned flows out of you. I'm at a level where I'm thinking this, slipping here, fumbling there. If I adopted the "it doesn't matter" mantra, I'd never improve and thus never get laid. What do you recommend then for guys who are starting out? I guess I didn't explain myself well enough in the seminar because that's not what I meant at all. Of course, you still need to learn things, that's the calibration part. Learning to be calibrated with women is a huge part of it, but you're still falling into the erroneous mindset that picking up women is something that is studied and mastered. It's not. It's something that is done and practiced. You will never master it. And you will never ever completely know the right way to do it. You will just learn what is better for you, and this will be learned through experience. The greatest component of your improvement is going to come from pushing through those moments of, oh shit, I don't know what to do next, and trying something, anything, with the full realization that it probably won't work the first time. The biggest component of your improvement is directly proportional to how much you can overcome your fear and anxieties with women. The last discussion is a perfect example. Name Redacted was asking a lot of trivial and unimportant questions about shit tests and why women do them. In the end, the only thing holding him back is the fact he cares so much about shit tests. For whatever reason, they trigger a lot of fear and anxiety in him. If you stop caring about shit tests, they cease to be a factor. If you stop worrying about exactly what day to follow up and what voicemail to leave, then it won't be a factor anymore. It's trivial. If you stop worrying about whether you're escalating in the right place or not, then it won't be a factor anymore. It's trivial. If you stop worrying about what exactly to say when you approach women, then it won't be a factor anymore. It's trivial. This drive to control and understand everything prior to doing it is just a product of our fear to actually do it. Dude, women don't care what you approach them with. They don't care what order you touch them in. They don't care which day you call them on. Seriously, all they care is that you do it. What I'm prescribing is the ready, fire, aim approach to picking up women. Action without thought is better than thought without action. Follow the 50% rule, i.e., make sure you're consistently pushing all of your interactions forward and then apply the lessons of calibration to them afterward. After you've tried and failed is when you go back and say, okay, what could I have done better? Or why did she react that way? Until that point, any analysis or worrying about what to do is just a product of your fear, fear of rejection, fear of intimacy, fear of sexuality, etc. So to answer your question, what I do with guys I coach is I give them very simple and basic outlines of what to do, and then continually push them to be as aggressive as possible. Once they've gone out and tried a bunch of stuff, most of which completely freaks them out, then we take a minute and discuss why it worked or didn't work. More often than not, their results improve extremely quickly. If you liked this article, then I think you'll like my book Models, A Comprehensive Guide to Attracting Women. It's a 360-page brain dump of everything I know about women and attraction based on recent psychological research and my plethora of experiences with women of all cultures. It formulates a model of seduction based on emotions rather than techniques, lines, or games, and emphasizes personal expression over misdirection. You can check out 3 free excerpts here.